Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to speak to a crossword setter. Very excited about that. And he has given us three special clues, which I need your help solving because I am hopeless. Now, I'm quite excited about this because if you have a mind that's sort of cryptically inclined, then you might be a fan of a crossword. And I know we've spoken before about crosswords. Now's a good time, isn't it? This time of day, sit there with a cup of coffee. Perhaps in the conservatory looking at the woodpecker. That's how I'm imagining you anyway. You might be lying on a sofa in a vest for all I know. But you might still be doing a crossword. By the way, today is a good day to be wearing a vest. Very cold. So, crosswords, we know you're good at them. The thing is, right, there's a chap we're speaking to later who reckons very soon crosswords will be compiled almost solely by computer. That makes me sad. I think you miss something, don't you, in the cryptic nature of the human brain. Because apart from anything, a cryptic crossword clue quite often contains a joke, and there's a little bit of a ha 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 when you get it. To be honest, there's not much ha 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 in our house because I'm not very bright. You, however, are very clever, so you'll be able to solve these clues. Now, later, we're going to be speaking to a man who compiles crosswords, and he has given us three special clues just pour vu, so you can get to grips with these for me. Now then, we've got what? How long have we got? About half an hour till we chat to him. So you've got half an hour to think it through, and then I want your answers. I was going to say no prizes for guessing, but normally you only get a golden star in Mystery Year. I tell you what, I'll give you a gold star if you get the crossword clues right. So here goes, right? Bear with three of them, right? Are you ready? You might want to write them down or make a note. I'll give them to you again in a bit. Here's your first clue. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence. Right, that's four letters. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence. That's four letters. Okay, your second clue. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. That's eight letters and five letters, two words. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction, two words, eight letters, five letters. And your third clue is this. Chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. Chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. That first letter, first word, six letters. Second word, four letters. So, prompt pupil, concealed evidence. That's first one, four letters. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction, eight and five. And chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. Six and four. I'll give you those again in a few minutes' time. Give you a chance to think it through. But remember, gold star if you get it right. Now then, you are struggling, I think, with these crossword clues or getting to grips with them, perhaps. And for me, it would be like wrestling an octopus. I'm not very good at these. But remember, we're speaking to a crossword setter a little bit later on, and he has given us three very special clues just for you. So here they are again, okay? Prompt pupil, concealed evidence. Four letters, one word. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence. That's the first one. Second one is this. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. That is eight letters and five letters, two words for that one. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. And the third one, chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. Chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. Six letters and four letters. I have to say, I think they're well hard. They really are tricky. But he's, you know, crossword compiler. He does them for the Express. He does the Mirror as well. So he knows what he's doing. Chatter to press, encountered in kitchen. Six letters, four letters. What are the answers? I'll give you a gold star if you get it right. We'll be speaking to the crossword compiler a little bit later on in the show. Right then, it is just after 10:30 here on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. Remember, very soon indeed, we're going to be talking crosswords. I will give you the clues in just a moment, because you've got three that I need you to crack. Now remember, a little bit earlier on, we were talking crosswords. I was given three special clues by a crossword compiler for you to think on. Now, we'll have the answers very soon indeed. Remember, the first clue was this. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence, four letters long. Okay, prompt pupil, concealed evidence. That's the first one. Second one, charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. That's 8 letters and 5 letters. And the final one, chatter to press encountered in kitchen. That's chatter to press encountered in kitchen. 6 letters and 4 letters. I thought I had that one cracked. I don't. Never mind. We'll get the answers soon. The reason we're talking about them today is because we love crosswords. And it could be in the future, the people who set crosswords are usurped by artificial intelligence. Let's find out a little bit more about it with Mark Brayman, who posts those clues for you and has been doing clues for crosswords for 21 years. Morning, Mark.
Morning. It's nearly 30 years, actually, now.
Oh, is it? Crikey Charlie. That is an awfully long time to be doing.
Can I compliment you on your choice of music? That was a great track. I've never heard that before.
What, Jerry Rafferty one?
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm glad I've tickled you. There's a lot more marvellous music, by the way. Stay with us for Mystery Year after 11 o'clock. You'll like it.
Will do.
Make sure you do. Now, listen, Mark, I like you, by the way, number one. That's good. Because I think also you have to have a kind of a fiendish, devious mind to be able to do something like this. So I'm really pleased that you chose to use your powers for good rather than evil, because I think in a different universe you could find yourself living in a hollowed-out volcano.
Well, I think that the judges are out on that one, whether this is evil in itself anyway.
Well, it is a little bit. If you've ever sat there trying to solve a cryptic crossword, right, it is a bit of a beast. I mean, do you have to be a good crossword solver to be a good puzzle setter?
Yes, I would imagine you probably do. You certainly have to be sort of versed in it, you know, to have the education through it and have done it for years and years and years, to have that sort of way of thinking.
So how do you become a crossword compiler?
Well, by chance. In my case, I just went to work at a local press agency as a proofreader. Within 2 weeks, their main compiler disappeared unexpectedly, and they turned to me out of necessity and said, "Do you fancy trying a hand at that?" So, of course, I said yes.
You see, now I am starting to question whether you're a goodie or a baddie now. He mysteriously disappeared after 2 weeks and I was given the job.
How convenient.
I really do like the cut of your jib. So you started doing it straight away. And at first, was it a bit of a, how do I deal with this? Because you've got so much to make sense. This isn't just writing questions. You've got to piece everything together in a giant jigsaw.
Yes. So there's a huge number of conventions that you have to follow. And everything has to sort of make sense. If you hide a word inside another word, you have to say you're hiding a word in another word. You can't just sort of string a whole load of things together and say, well, that'll do. You know, if you look at the Times and the Telegraph, it's all so specific. And, you know, that's what makes them, you know, great compilers, that they can make a sentence out of something like that and still follow all the rules. That's the trick.
It is really tricky. But after a while, you start to learn, don't you,
yes,
what people are saying. It almost is kind of like a code, isn't it? You get used to the way of the thinking.
It is. And it is a code in other ways as well, because there are so many things that you have to learn along the way, like sort of, you know, if it's an L, if you're trying to put an L in there, it could be a lake, it could be large, it could be pound, it could be any number of things. And they all have to be sort of, you know, memorised to a certain extent.
Wowza. There's a lot more to it, isn't there, than just sitting there answering questions?
I like to think so.
Well, I should think you do, because it's what you do. Now, I understand there's a real worry that your profession could be under threat from artificial intelligence.
Well, it's a distinct possibility. I think the way AI is going at the moment, I mean, there are already software programs out there that cater for the straight crosswords, I mean, which is just a synonym. It's, you know, it's simple enough, but that is happening already. I mean, I used to do loads of straight crosswords when I started, and there's none around at all at the moment now.
So when you say straight crosswords, you mean the ones that are, what, simpler to answer? What's a straight crossword?
Yeah, just the one-word things, you know, if it's sort of, you know, dog, cat, that sort of thing. The really...
Oh, right, gotcha. Yeah, like quick crosswords.
Yeah, purely synonyms. But, you know, the way AI is going, you know, there will come a time when they are close enough. I don't think they're ever going to match, you know, real people in the imagination and the wit that they put into it. But they will be close enough, I think. You know, they appear in newspapers, and newspapers are not doing particularly well at the moment, and they're looking for any way to sort of cut back here and there. And I think, you know, it's inevitable there will come a time when someone will come up with a program that the newspapers will think, well, that's close enough. Why do we now need somebody sitting there that we're paying to do that?
That's kind of heartbreaking, isn't it? Because you do lose. Yes. Like you say, the wit, it's that sense of humour that makes crosswords so special.
Well, it's the lateral thinking thing that they may eventually fall down on. This may be their downfall, the machines. Because, I mean, if there was a famous clue a few years back which just read bar of soap, I don't know if you came across that one, 6-6. And the answer was Rover's Return, because it's a bar that appears in a soap, which you wouldn't think of looking at the word bar of soap. I mean, it's a brilliant clue, not one of mine, sadly. But, you know, that may be precisely that way of thinking, that sort of warped, my mother would say, way of thinking that I think may sort of trip the robots up at the end of the day.
So do you do that? Do you sort of look at other people's crosswords and think, oh, I wish I'd done that? And have you ever nicked a clue?
I've never nicked a clue. No, I've nicked sort of procedures, if you like, just sort of, you know, little things, certain sort of little conceits about sort of, oh, you have that one, those two letters, and he's turned them around that way, you know, things like that. So no, little bits, techniques I've stolen, definitely, or acquired, should
I
say.
Yes, I think, no, remember, you're a baddie living in a volcano. You can nick things if you like.
Yes. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's official now.
No, it is 100%. I have designated you this. Listen, we'll talk some more in just a moment, and we'll get the answers to those three clues again in just a moment. Remember, these are the clues that have been set for you by Mark. And this is nice. I feel kind of special that we have our own. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence, four letters. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction, 8 and 5. Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction. And the last one, chatter to press encountered in kitchen, 6 and 4. Answers on the way with lovely Mark, just a sec. Now, Mark Bremen is with us at the moment, crossword compiler. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Vic.
And I feel bad because I've designated you as a Bond baddie, but I am kind
of... Oh, I'm thrilled.
Oh, really? Good-o. In that case, then, let's keep on with that. And Donovan, who features in our Mystery Year, you played guitar with him, is that right?
I did, yes. I was his lead guitarist on the first of his comebacks back in 1990.
Wowza. That's
quite fun. We did all sort of places like Wembley Arena and the Birmingham NEC and things, which was great.
That must be so exciting because, right, you're there and obviously you've got a big responsibility because it's a big crowd, but the responsibility isn't all yours. So if it goes badly, you can just point at him. It's a Donovan gig.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's how you do things, friend.
Hired gun, but, you know, hired. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah, exactly. Stand back if it all goes wrong. Sorry, Governor. Speak to the boss. I quite like the idea of that. Anywho, from there, we have got to crosswords.
Yes.
And how you come up with the clues. So listen, when you've got the grid in front of you, what comes first? Do you put words in and then write clues for those words? How does it work?
Yes, that's what you do. You've got an empty grid, you just sort of fill it in, you start with the longer ones, otherwise you paint yourself into a corner. And then, you know, it's good to keep half a mind on what you might be doing with them clue-wise, but it's not vital. You know, I haven't come across a word yet that I haven't managed to come up with some sort of clue for.
Really?
My favourite word... I'm tempting fate there. Sorry, carry on.
No, I was going to say, my favourite word in the world is discombobulated. I'm quite often left discombobulated. If you could give me a clue for that at some point, I'd be very grateful.
Okay, off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything, but I'll work on that.
Thank you. Please do. Now, you've given us three clues, which is really kind of you, and thank you. I thought I had one of them, but I don't. And these are proper well hard, which gives us a level. Are there some newspapers that have to have more difficult clues than others?
Yes. They're all different. I mean, if you do the two speeds for, say, the Sun and the Mirror, which both of which I've done, it's a fairly sort of elementary. I don't want to, you know, cast aspersions. But then you go all the way up to the Telegraph level and the Times and things, and there's a whole range in between. So yes, you have to gauge it. I do occasionally get comments to say, you know, can we tone it down a bit? Can we make it a bit easier?
I could have done that today because there's a white flag blowing above my studio at the minute. Now, the first clue that you gave us, prompt pupil concealed evidence.
I like that one.
Yeah, go on then. What is it?
The answer to the clue is clue. This is an interesting example of misdirection you can do, because prompt in that sense sounds like an adjective, like punctual. You're thinking of a punctual student.
Yeah.
But it's actually a synonym for cue, which is either a noun or a verb. This is the sort of thing you can play around with as a compiler, which makes it fun. Excuse me. And then pupil is usually an L for learner. That's one of the things you have to learn. And it's concealed. So it's prompt with an L in it, which ends up as clue.
Because the L is hidden in the Q.
Genius!
Oh, man! Oh, you really have got a fiendish brain.
That's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it is the best fun ever. I'm having such a lovely time, Mark. I never want you to leave, which sounded threatening, didn't mean it to. Okay, so the second one.
Yeah.
Charged dodgy dealer with obstruction, 8 and 5.
Yes. Any ideas on that one?
No. By the way, clueless on all of these.
Oh, okay. Clueless. Like it.
Yeah.
That was my favourite clue that I've ever done, by the way. I actually left it blank. And I bought the newspaper on the day just to see whether the editor had been brave enough to do it. I just had an 8 in brackets because the answer was clueless. And they were actually brave enough to do that, which was quite fun.
Nice, nice.
Anyway, this one is electric fence. Charged is electric.
Yeah.
Dodgy dealer is a fence. And an obstruction is an electric fence.
Oh, man.
Simple as that.
It is simple when you've said... Yeah. Okay, so electric fence, that's the second one. Amazing. And the last one was chatter to press encountered in kitchen.
Yes, I thought that was quite a nice one as I'm chattering to the press.
Yes, go on then, 6 and 4.
Waffle iron.
Oh, I got iron and it was the beginning bit. So I was trying to think. And of course, chatter to press. The press, I managed to make the link to iron.
Well, actually,
and
that's
it's
the hardest
kitchen part.
So pat on the back for that, because that's, you're supposed to think of press as reporters, but of course it isn't. It's to press as in to iron. That's the hardest part of the whole clue. So you missed out the easy bits and went straight for the hard bit there.
Well, you know what?
Well, that's
me all over.
It really
is. Never find the path of least resistance. If only I could. It has been the biggest pleasure ever speaking to you today. Thank you so much.
No problem.
For being a part of the show. Mark Bremen, what a nice fella. And of course, it makes sense when he breaks it down. I feel like such a spoon now. So those answers were clue, electric fence, and waffle iron. Give yourself a golden star if you got it right.